Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. What an awesome song. I thank God for that praising song for his healing. When you listen to the words of that song, it makes you want to think you can always praise God for all of his goodness, for all of his benefits, for his healing. And Psalm 34 says, I will always praise God. That's what I get out of that. Now, if you want me to quote the scripture, I quote the scripture, but that's what it says. You can always get out of that. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we are truly happy to have each and every one of you all for this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I can't wait to get into this, brothers and sisters, because I know we all are grateful. We all are thankful. Hallelujah. So I know there's, you're thankful for so many things, but today we kind of like sit the day aside to be thankful for the word. So we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen, amen. I have to get the title to that. Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 5 through 7. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, giving you thanks for this day, thanking you for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and all those who called in. We're thankful for our pastor, our teacher, our apostle, our leader. We're so thankful for him, Father God, as he teaches this word, Father God. And Lord, we're just thanking you for the listeners, all of our listeners, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just bless each and every one, and we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against any of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus on us all, Father God. We ask that you would continue to have your way, guiding us in this truth, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would crown our heads with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from on high, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to be in our hearts, Father God. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. We ask that you would be with the bereaved families right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Be with Sister Tressie. Be with the Robinson family, Father God. Be with Pastor also, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just keep your loving arms around them, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would be with those that are sick and shut in. Your word tells us, by your stripes, we are healed, and we just have to stand on that word because that's the benefit that we have. We ask that you be with those that are going through. We know you'll make a way out of no way because your word says you'll supply all of our needs according to your riches in heaven. Father God, continue to have your way with us as we draw closer to you and learn more of the true word of God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. It's Thankful Thursday, brothers and sisters. You know, I know maybe there's some scripture you got you want to bless the people of God with because God bless you with it. I don't know. But it's a time to be thankful. The Bible says in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You know, God have given us all these gifts, and I'm not just talking about spiritual gifts. He's given us other gifts, and we ought to be thankful for that. Matter of fact, as the Bible says, thank be unto God for the unspeakable gifts. Give something that God has given you, and he expects for us to use it. It's not like a loan, you know. God, he's giving you that gift to be used. That's God's favor. Listen, brothers and sisters, whatever God's given you, that was a favor. You know, that's something he blessed you with. It's a reward. He saw fit to give you that. You know, he ain't like Santa Claus come once a year. God gives you gifts all through the year. Not only does he give you benefits. Woo, hallelujah. He gives you benefits, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
What you doing with the benefits? Are you thanking him? Are you being grateful? So today,
thank you, Lord.
We may just even do that one right there. You know, Lord, just put that in my spirit. You know, 2 Corinthians 9:15, thank be unto God for his unspeakable gifts. When you think about how good God has been and you look back over this stuff, man, you know, you just have to thank him. You have to thank him for the righteous mind. Thank him for a mind to serve, to go out. I don't care about folks laughing and complaining. Yeah, they know who you are. They recognize you. Matter of fact, be thankful for that. Lord, thank you that them heathens recognize me. Thank you, Lord, that they know I'm a woman, a man of God. I'm a child of God. So when they come, they know how I'm coming. I'm coming correct. Some of
listen,
brothers, don't pay no attention to that. You got to be thankful that God let folks see the God in you, the Christ in you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So listen,
hallelujah.
Whoever want to have anything to say, I thank God for yesterday. On yesterday, that was real powerful. I'm going to ask Pastor to give out that internet so you can go and listen to it. Those that missed yesterday, I thank the prayer for Sister Roper. It was awesome. I thank the testimony that came from different people. It was awesome. And you might want to go and listen to it. It's free. You ain't got to buy it. You don't have to buy it. I know a lot of people, church, they want you to go, oh, come and purchase it. You ain't got to purchase that. You can go listen to it free. It'll bless you. And while I'm saying that, also, I don't know what week it's going to be, but the Lord done put it in my spirit that we're going to have a testimony. We're going to just testify to some of God's goodness, because I'm going to tell you, we got people on the broadcast that have actually come back alive, been dead. We got people, God has healed from the white meat, the bone, and then you can't even tell they've been healed. I mean, there is some testimonies you're going to hear like never, ever before, and they're going to change some people's lives. And some of you all are going to have to be responsible to get some people to just to listen. I mean, I just want to listen at one time to hear what God, how God going to bless them. Maybe they'll get saved. Maybe they bathe, and they can't take this meat. Maybe all they need is some milk. And so this testimony is going to be like a milk, that week of the testimony, so they can at least hear and get rooted and grounded in something. Maybe they need to be delivered. Maybe they be set free. Because, you know, sometimes there are people, maybe in your family, they don't want to hear you. That week you bring them and have them just listen in. All they got to do ain't going to cost them nothing, and watch a change come over their life. Because there's some testimonies going to go that week. I tell you, brothers, it's going to be awesome.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to be a good cheer. Jesus says, I've overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you be a good cheer. You can do it. So we're going to overcome the world by the word of our testimony. Revelation 12 and 11. But, you know, our testimony should be what the word of God says. That way God can honor it. He can honor his word. He honors faith. Faith is his word.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put the word back to him, it won't return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do.
Yeah.
Faith is the word of God, brothers and sisters. People say, oh, no, that's what pleases God. Hebrews 11 and 6. The thing that pleases God is faith. Well, faith is the substance. Your substance is the word of God, which happened to be Christ. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the author.
He
created faith. It's in him. That's why God is pleased with his word. That's why the only thing going to please God, brothers and sisters, is faith. We're simply saying his word. Well, the more faith, meaning the more scripture you get in your spirit, the more you begin to shine before God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to back down for a moment, and anybody like to have anything they want to share and bless somebody with and be thankful to God, it's open. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor, I like to read that scripture, the opening scripture I read. I like to read it from the Message Bible, beginning with the fourth verse.
Okay.
And the Message Bible says, "We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by love. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing the others." Amen. I'm going to read that eighth verse. It says, "With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus." That scripture just spoke volumes to me. And I just thank God for his word, because it lets us know that once we become new creatures in Christ, then we will add to our faith. And that's what it's saying in this here. It says we're going to add virtue. We're going to add knowledge. We're going to add temperance. We're going to add patience. And we're going to add godly brotherly love. Because, you know, a lot of times we get love, because you spoke on that a week or so, talk about that love. So we got to have God, the God love. And right here it says that. It said godliness, brotherly kindness. And when we say charity, we're talking about love. So this scripture just really just spoke, you know, just so, you know, boldly to me. And I just wanted to share it with others. Amen.
Amen. That's awesome. Thank you, Pastor, so much.
God
bless.
Anyone
else? God bless you.
Good afternoon,
everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Praise God.
I have a new scripture that I'm standing on. I'm still standing on, "By his stripes we are healed." But I'm adding something else, and I love it. And I knew this, but I don't know why. It didn't sink in when I read it before. But now, "I will trust in the Lord and lean not unto my understanding, but in all his ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path." And I thank him.
Proverbs 3.
I thank him, because he's done that for me.
Amen.
He's awesome. He's awesome. I was talking to my friend that I grew up this morning with, and it was funny because he said when we were kids, we were made to go to church. We didn't want to go. We were made to go. But now, to hear him and me talk about the Lord, God
praise
has changed
God.
Us. He has changed us, and I thank him for it. Oh, I thank him. And I just thank him. You know, he's mighty good, mighty, mighty good. All the time.
Amen. Amen.
You got to trust. I had to trust in him when my heel was open.
Yeah.
Looking at it, oh my, that is not going to heal up. How is skin going to grow back? sin don't do that. Gotta believe, gotta believe, gotta trust in the Lord. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways direct him. He shall. Oh, but he shall direct my path.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Thank you so much. Name is Renee. You know, when you trust in God, first of all, you're trusting in truth. And the way you trust in truth is trust in his word. So if he, you know, you can trust in God. You can trust in who he is, what he is. You can trust in his character. You can depend on him.
Yeah.
Your hope is in him.
Yeah.
Well, so whatever he tells you in his word, you can bank on that. Yeah. But let the word of God tell you and not feeling. You know, a lot of people, they trust in their feeling. Oh, I feel this. No. When you trust, you're relying on truthfulness.
Yeah.
You know God told you to do it. Which means you can believe. Now, you can act on it.
Yeah.
I think about trust. Yeah. I think about, okay, in Georgia, they got a lot of banks called trust. They got trust companies and so forth. Probably all over. But anyway, the point of that you can, whatever you give them, if it's your will, if it's a money or bond, whatever, you know that it's guaranteed that you're going to get it. Trust. It's like a trust, man. When I think about trusting in God, that's the mindset I have. I have that same mindset that I can be confident. I know that because I ask God, he's going to be responsible. But then I want God to know he can trust me. He can trust me with truth. He can trust me with his word. I want to be responsible.
All right.
I want to know God knows that, hey, Lord, you can give me this. You can trust me with it. And trust me with your word. Because I'm going to tell it as you say it.
Hallelujah.
You can say, yeah. Did God empower us with things? Can he trust you with it?
Can he
empower you with knowledge? And he can trust that you're going to share it with people. You're not going to taint it. You're going to say it the way the word of God says it. That's important. Not what you feel, not what you think, but you got word to back it up. That's what God's looking for nowadays. He's looking for somebody he can trust, he can depend on. Just like you depend on God depending on you. Got to look at it like that. God expects you to tell the truth, not just get out here and say what you feel. Nah. God wants you to give a word to someone that they can go right there and read it for themselves.
Amen.
He said that. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for that. Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Rejoice always. Yeah, go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying, praise God. Go ahead, Pastor.
We can rejoice, buddy.
I said, go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, no, go ahead. Somebody got something to say. Say it. Hallelujah. See, when we come to a place of appreciating what God has did for us in the Word, then patience began to take its place. to wherein that it began to operate. Because, you know, patience is something that God used to make us perfect. Patient in his word. Man, that's what I'm thankful for. That's the word that God gave me over there in James 1 and 4. I'm going to ask Pastor Shiel read that. King James and out of the Messenger Bible. Because God just illuminated that word. He says, perfect. Well, I'll let her read it first, and then I'll share what the Lord put in my spirit about that.
James
1 and 4.
I like that. James 1 and 4. From the King James, but let patient have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. And then the Message Bible. Let me go up just a little bit. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Amen.
Yeah. And be patient. It's something you have to learn, the scripture says. You have to learn to be patient. You ain't the only one got a story. You ain't the only one got something to say. It ain't all about you. It's about what Evangelist Renee said a while ago. You got to trust God's word, and he's going to give you an answer. And that's why you got to get in there and study. You got to study the word of God and rightly divide the word of truth. It takes patience. Yeah. It ain't going to come from right then. But that's if you want truth. Everybody don't want truth. But he says, you let patience have her perfect work. So the Lord says, her, trust in the Lord, her. Yeah, he said like a woman. You know, a woman, when she's getting ready to go somewhere, you got to be patient. Because she may want to put on this, she may want to put on that, she may change her mind. But let her have her perfect work. Tell her to do what she do, because when she done, boom, she's satisfied, and believe me, you'll be satisfied. So you let patience treat her like a woman. Treat patience like a woman. Let her as being a female, let her have her perfect work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, the Bible says, you will be made perfect. Now, I know some folks that disagree with that, but they don't understand that you will be perfect because you're being Christ. As God began to develop you, you will become perfect because your perfectness is in Christ. Ain't nothing you do. Your perfectness is in Christ. If you let God have his perfect work in you, and believe me, you won't want nothing. You won't want for salvation, deliverance. You won't have no want for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
When you just offer in words, the Bible says the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. So
mm-hmm.
when you offer, listen, brothers and sisters, you can be perfect. God called you perfect. That's what I'm concerned about, what God called me, not what man called me, what God called me, what God is saying about me. So I want to say the same thing God's word is saying about me. Lord, if you say I'm the very righteousness of God, what righteousness means, right standard, you mean I'm in right standards with you? Lord, thank you. I'm saying the same thing you're saying. I ain't going to say nothing different. I'm going to say everything the word of God says. I ain't going to change it. When the word of God says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, I'm not going to change that.
Amen.
I'm not going to say I can do all things. No, I'm going to say what the Word of God says. I can do all things through Christ, not Jesus, but Christ who strengthened me. They're talking about the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
This stuff ain't really that complicated, because when you think of Romans 8 and 17, when the Bible says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, that means whatever God got, we got. Whatever Christ got, we got. God got healing, we got healing. God got deliverance, we have deliverance. We have everything that God has, because we're joint heirs. You get a joint account with somebody, and they put $10,000 in there. They can go get that whole, if you're a joint, if Pastor and Evangelist Renee got a joint account and they got $20,000 in there, that's what joint means.
Uh-huh.
Your name on both of y'all got it. Now, a joint account means you can get all of it. You can get a dollar of it. You can get $10,000. Well, so can Evangelist Renee, because you're a joint. So whatever God got, you know you got. See, that's the knowledge God wants us to have. You want to get more and more knowledge of what God's word say. Not be exalted above measure, but that's what you want. You want to know who you are in God, in Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Amen.
Anybody else? Hallelujah.
What was that scripture that you gave, Pastor? That was Romans.
Oh, talking about being a joint heir?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Romans 8:17.
Romans 8:17. Okay. Yes, okay. So in the King James it says, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen, amen. Oh, let me get it in the Message Bible. Amen. But from the Message Bible, that's a beautiful thing, too, to be joint heirs. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is we share that joint ear. I have access just like you have access.
Absolutely.
Trying to see where it begins here in the Message Bible 17.
And you can't get mad. Oh, well, you know, both of y'all putting money in the account. Well, I put $10. Well, I put $20. Well, I put $1,000. No, brother and sister, whatever in there still belongs to you. I don't care if Evangelist Renee put a dollar in there and Pastor put $19,999. Evangelist Renee got access to all of it, because you're joined. That's what that really means. See, that's the knowledge God wants us to have. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not for the lack of making noise and hooping and jumping up and down. No, they're going to be destroyed for the lack of not knowing what God's word say they are, or who he say they are, or what he say they are. You go up there, you're going to go up before God and come out how you feel. God ain't trying to hear that. He want to hear what his word said.
That's right.
That's why people are going to be destroyed.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Great.
From the Message Bible, it reads, we go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Well, tomorrow we'll get back on our lesson. So meanwhile, you stay blessed, and we'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon.
For Pastor.